What's sort of the elevator pitch? How do you explain what AppDirect is or what you guys do?
In short, we're a technology service distributor. What we've done is really create this ecosystem of suppliers, buyers, and advisors, and the marketplace on top of it. So the businesses could be any one of those things at any time.
Welcome into the Independent Thinking Podcast. This is your host, Rob Stott. Today's episode dives into a recent kind of merger and acquisition, if you will. New vendor partner here at Nationwide Marketing Group, AppDirect, and really fun and kind of interesting story of how the partnership came to be. Jason DeFulvio, the director of channel sales over there at AppDirect, has been trying to court Nationwide of sorts, wanting to do business. And him and Eric Sindelar, our director of connected services here at Nationwide, have known each other for a bit and finally get to do business together after the acquisition. AppDirect has actually acquired TBI, a partner here at Nationwide in the connected services space. And now Jason and Eric get to finally do business together. And we've got Jason on the podcast today to talk about AppDirect and the services they offer, which anyone that was familiar with what TBI brought to the table, this is kind of, that on steroids, if you will. I mean, just so many, the breadth of services that they offer, to our retailers is just massive. It's an expansive network. They've got this marketplace that you can dive into, that really shows everything from, the internet and phone and that sort of thing on the business side to, if you want to add EV charging stations to your parking, it solar panels to your roof as a business owner. It's just, the opportunities are endless. And being able to dive into that with Jason and sort of how they're approaching the space and working with retailers to find, the savings that are out there that you may not even know that exist, is something that not only important, but cool to see sort of how they're approaching the space and working with retailers and wanting to, save you guys a little bit of money along the way. So great to connect with him, talk about the acquisition, what it means for those current customers that were working with TBI and, for other retailers that are interested in finding those savings. So let's dive into it. This is Jason DeFulvio of AppDirect here on the Independent Thinking Podcast. All right, we are back on the Independent Thinking Podcast and real excited today to have Jason DeFulvio, Director of Channel Sales for AppDirect, a relatively new partner here at Nationwide in our Connected Services division. So a guy that has been working with Mr. Eric Sindelar on our Connected Services. So Jason, apologies that you have to work so closely with Eric, but I appreciate you still putting that aside and joining us on the podcast. How you doing?
No, I'm doing great, Rob. Thank you. No, Eric's great.
He's great, a good guy.
I met him about a year ago, so we've been trying to work together ever since.
Awesome. And able to pull this together. And real interesting story that I know we'll get into on how it all came together. But I want to give you the chance first off, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and path to AppDirect.
Sure. I'm live in Colorado with my wife, and I've got a 16-year-old daughter, going to be about to be a senior in high school, and a 23-year-old son who's in the Air Force, stationed in the UK, and he's putting up satellite internet service for Special Forces. So,
wow.
Really cool job. He's having a blast and all over Europe. Love golf. Grew up playing and still love and play and coach lacrosse. So,
okay,
that's a little about me personally. What you really care about is probably my actual role. So I'm a sales director for the Western U.S., supporting Nationwide. I support Nationwide members Nationwide.
Yep.
So, I don't just have the West for Nationwide. But I've been with AppDirect for 5 years, really since we started working with agents. And prior to that, 20 years with CenturyLink, which is now Lumen.
Okay, awesome. So for those that don't know, members, that what AppDirect is, what's sort of the elevator pitch? How do you explain what AppDirect is or what you guys do?
Yeah, so in short, we're a technology service distributor, right? So we have over 600 products out there in the market. We do everything from Microsoft to your standard connectivity, security, really anything a business could need. And we work with all businesses of all sizes. So from the smallest mom and pop shop to Fortune, 100s.
So explain a little deeper, just like what that means and how you guys, your service offerings and things like that. What is it? It sounds like end-to-end technology services, like you explained, but how does it actually work for the retailer if they want to get involved?
Sure. Well, let me take you back a little bit to kind of tell you about AppDirect, where it came from, and then where we're at today, and that'll kind of help, I think. So AppDirect, basically, we founded it in 2009, really trying to make it easier for enterprise businesses to build marketplaces, right, to sell subscription services to their end user customers. So think about, like I said, larger enterprises like AT&T, Vodafone, Comcast, some of our biggest customers, Jaguar, Land Rover, Honeywell, Schneider Electric, right? So some of those huge customers that, they're selling subscription services, be it Microsoft or, for Honeywell, they bill services for their machines, things like that, updates. So it's basically a way for their end user customers to do updates and get those software services updated on their machines or sell those services to their end user customers. 6 years ago, they purchased a software company out of Raleigh, North Carolina, that was selling software services, really like, your day-to-day, what you use every day, right? So Microsoft, Google, DocuSign, eFax, things like that. So they built, we already had the marketplace, right, that we were selling to all these other customers. So now they took that SaaS offering and put it on our own marketplace, right? Gotcha. So that wasn't really flying off the shelves. So what they did was started bringing in agents and, folks like Nationwide who have a ton of customers where we can really help. Right. So once we built that into the marketplace, then we started growing by acquisition, and we brought in, I was with WTG, which was a master agent. Basically, we have sub agents that advise customers on how to buy, where to buy from, who the best providers are, things like that. And then, so we brought all those in. We've bought 19 different companies over the last 5 years. So a lot of acquisition, a lot of growth. But because of that, we've got over 600 different providers in our ecosystem, right? So anything you need that's technology, we can do.
Gotcha. Well, so there are two ways to go, and I want to start with probably the one that more directly impacts our retailers. And if someone's listening to this and it's sounding a little bit familiar, they might be thinking, well, TBI did a lot of that. Well, what do you know? You mentioned all those mergers and acquisitions. AppDirect recently announced, and for those partners of our members who are doing business with TBI, you probably noticed the AppDirect introduction, and that was one of them. So dive into that a little bit if you can, and sort of what that means to those retailers who are doing business with TBI.
Right. So, really good for your members, because really nothing much is changing. Jarrell Potts, who was supporting you from the TBI side, actually moved over to my team. So it actually works out perfectly. It was funny. So we talked about Eric earlier, right? And I've been trying to, as AppDirect prior to TBI, I've been trying to work with Eric and the team for a year now. We met at an event a year ago, and I've been trying to sell him and trying to bring him over. And it's kind of been this, we want to work with you, but.
So you were playing hardball. So you're like, I'm just going to go buy the partner, were working with.
Exactly.
That's great. No, exactly. That's awesome.
So we just bought the company, but, just for the members, I guess the transition's easy, right? The people are the same. I think it's additive to the relationship, right? There was, I think TBI had about 200 different providers. So they didn't have the software side. They didn't have the energy side. And I'll talk about that a little bit further as well. But, in all these acquisitions, our leadership is they're young, you know, mid-30s, super smart, but really prescriptive on how, when they buy these companies, what they're doing, right? So it's always, they always keep the best of the best people. They bring in, you know, the, if they have a better process, right? We use those new processes, and the same thing with tools that some of these folks, you know, other businesses have built internally, right? We've kind of adopted those and then spread those out for our agents and teams to use.
Gotcha. Well, you mentioned some of the added benefits of things. I know, just thinking about, you know, the way the last year or so with positioning TBI to our retailers and those that were getting involved is, you know, it's a great opportunity, right, to look at what you're doing from a business technology standpoint and find some of those savings opportunities. You could be, you know, it's one of those things. It's like, I think from the home consumer perspective and like cable and internet and how much I'm paying for my phone, things that, that right. are just sort of like, oh, I need it, so I'm doing it. But I never really, you know, go out and look at, could I be saving more? Like, am I paying too much for internet? That sort of thing. So I imagine that's the process. But what are some of those added things that, that you guys bring as AppDirect that you think will sort of, you know, bring additional benefit to our retailers?
Sure. So a couple of things, well, several really, but one of the big things is, and I talked about the marketplace and the ability to, you know, basically we call it find, buy, and manage, right? Those services. So in one place, right? So, and then if you're buying software from us, all the software that you would purchase would be on one bill. So I mentioned Microsoft, Google, DocuSign, something your members definitely use, QuickBooks, eFax, to some extent, Amazon Web Service, AWS, and Azure, right, for storage and compute. So we've got all of those, and we have got 10 folks in the back end to help, you know, product specialists that can help customers understand, one, what they have, what their needs are, and really help dive in and dig under the covers and find out, you know, what are the things, how could some of these things benefit you, right? A lot of folks don't know, like, Microsoft doesn't even, they don't back up your email. Like, right. If you don't have email backup and they go down, then your emails are all gone, right? So especially for a business, those things are important. You know, we also get into security, right? Where, you know, a lot of small business customers are like, this is just an added expense, but what happens if, you know, ransomware comes in and they lock you down for a week,
right?
You can't use any of your software, your computers. You got to get out the old credit card machine, put the, you know, put the card in, put the paper on top, swipe it. But no, but it really is disruptive for customers. So having security, very important. A couple of product sets. Energy is different in each state. There's different levels of government regulation. So electricity and natural gas in some states we can look at and save money there. But other things like EV charging stations, solar power, we have customer or providers that do all of that. So if you think about it, you know, what we've done is really create this ecosystem of suppliers, buyers, and advisors. And the people, you know, the businesses could be any one of those things at any time, right? You may be buying for your business, or you may be helping one of your customers to buy and things like that. So we really have created this ecosystem and the marketplace on top of it. So customers can do all of those things for each other.
No, that's awesome. And I love that you boiled it down to that, right? Because there is a lot. I mean, diving through the website, the AppDirect website, and sort of seeing that, you know, what the marketplace looks like, there is a lot of stuff in there. Like, a lot of it for a retailer, it might seem overwhelming, but knowing that you guys, A, have the back end and the support and team to be able to help them kind of go through this is, I think, comforting for one. But two, it just shows the breadth of opportunity that's available to these retailers. So you talk about, you mentioned a couple different areas where they can come in, like you guys could come in and provide some of those services. Is there, you know, anything that comes to mind, like almost like the low hanging fruit for a retailer that they never think about this, that this is where like the some of the savings could come in, is just something to like help close that door to help them understand just what the opportunity is.
Yeah. I mean, there's several things, right? So I guess, you know, you just right off the top of my head, it's phone, like,
yeah,
we call them POTS, right? Plain
right.
old telephone service. It's literally like the Lex, AT&T, Verizon, some of these Lex are charging unbelievable rates because the government tariffs are coming in. It's on old copper wire and it's really expensive for them, and I'm out of it. Like, they want to put everything over fiber. So if you have old phone lines, like, look at those bills. If it's more than $60 a month, like, we need to talk, right? Huh. And get you off of that, right? I've seen $800 a month for a phone line. It's crazy because especially in larger businesses where it just goes to somebody in accounts payable, and they just get the bill and they see the amount and they pay it, but they don't look at the detail. And that's where, we can help, and, Eric's team can help, help you look at those. But other things like QuickBooks, the EV charging stations, all these brick and mortar stores have parking lots, and, the EV charging stations, bring in people that have to sit in their cars. And if they're sitting in their cars waiting, why not walk into the store and check things out?
No, that's awesome. I love it. And what's the process like? I know it might be familiar for those that have gone through it with TBI in the past, and that will be with AppDirect. But what's that process like for someone that wants to, work with you? Obviously, they'll get in touch with Eric, or Eric will find out who they are. But they decide that this is a step they want to take to sort of make their whether it's their business more efficient, add some of these services, or just get an understanding of how much they could be overpaying for some of these services. Like, what's that like for them?
I think it's Jake Peterson on Eric's team that does most of the interaction, and Jarell Potts on my team. So it's jorel.potts@appdirect.com. And he can help, kind of shepherd that. He's the, I call him the Sherpa, right? So he helps folks, find the right people. And that's what we do. That's like my main job, is connecting people, with the right smart people that, that can help them, figure things out. What are the business challenges that you're having? What are you trying to accomplish? What's keeping you up at night, right? Well, those types of things, like, that's where we can help with technology. And we've got more providers than anyone that in the business that, so we can, and we've got the people on the back end that specialize, and we can bring in. So we have generalists on our team that can say, okay, here's the top two or three, and then get, your members in touch with them directly if they'd like, or we can make those recommendations. We can do the pricing. We can do the contracting and ordering. We do it all, really. So you don't have to rely on, you going to each of those different things, right? You were talking about checking your car insurance and then checking your cable, right? And doing all those different things. We can do all that and in one-stop shop, right? So we've got the marketplace where you can see all the providers, and then we've got teams on the back end that can go get you specific pricing for each of those different services that you've got.
Well, the thing that I love is that you could probably, the way it sounds, there's the chance to help the retailer that probably knows see those bills. They're the ones that do see the bills, and they're like, I'm probably overpaying for this. So they know specifically what they want, to all the way to the other end of the spectrum, where there could be someone that has no idea, if they're overpaying for some of these things or where those opportunities lie. So from like that end to this, that you could help everyone in between, which I think is really cool.
Exactly.
To hear. Now, so the other thing I want to ask too, you mentioned some of the subscription things, and the thing that comes to my mind there, and thinking a little outside the box here, we've got our integrators that we work with, the community on that side of things, where I know they hear subscriptions and like these recurring revenue models. That is a big talk in the custom integration world. So like, is there opportunities too? And I could be off base, but so let me know. But for our members to also, position your marketplace as something they could sell to their customers.
They can. It's the marketplace itself is, it's geared towards more of an enterprise size customer. But yes, 100%. So if they have customers or, that they want to introduce the marketplace concept to, appdirect.com, and I can get you connected with the folks that actually sell those marketplaces directly. We have a there's a free trial on the website itself where they can start to build out a marketplace, and you can kind of see how easy it is to customize it. It's totally brand, like if you go to the Comcast website, it looks a lot like our marketplace, but it's all it's all blue and white, right? It's all Comcast branded. But others, like the AT&T site, doesn't look like ours at all, right? So they're totally customizable. Vodafone is one of the biggest telcos in Europe. They're doing literally billions of dollars in revenue a year on our mark through our marketplace.
No, it's awesome. And I mean, so I think right now we have the residential side, but I know this week in Infocom, as we're talking in Orlando, we got our commercial team that's just launching. So maybe something to keep in mind. I like the
Yeah,
sound of that. So some of
definitely.
the commercial integrators that
Yeah.
could benefit from something like that.
Right. Yeah, bring it in. I'd love to make those connections and see if we could make something work.
Heck yeah. Well, I want to, one thing I want to close it with is just, I mean, we've talked about a lot and some of the opportunities that, for our retailers, what they could, benefit from doing some business with AppDirect, but kind of flipping it around. What excites you about getting to work with, not only now that you finally get to work with Eric after a year of chasing him down, but what is it that excites you about getting to work with our retailers and this network of, independent retailers here at Nationwide?
Yeah, no, I mean there's so many of them, and they're very diverse, right? So I just think the ability like I said, I'm the connector, right? So I love to work with people and make sure that bring those all those things together, right? And you've got so many out there that we can really I think we can help really help make a dent in making their lives easier through technology. And I think technology can drive a lot. We're even starting to use AI in our own internal tools. So I heard one of your podcasts talking about AI. So I know that's top of mind, and everybody's going there. So I would love to join that journey and do that together.
Awesome. Well, Jason, this is a lot of fun catching up with you, learning a little bit about AppDirect and what you guys are doing. And I imagine we'll be seeing you in Nashville here in a few weeks.
Yeah, I think so.
So, safe travels down there. I know you're bouncing all around, and one of those stops will be prime time for sure. So I look forward to connecting with you and hopefully a bunch of our members doing so as well.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Rob.
Awesome. And thanks again to Jason. That was a fun conversation. Took a couple different turns that I think, shows not only just how important this is right now for our retailers who are looking for those savings, but also some of the potential opportunities moving forward. The commercial space, we talked to Chris Whitley last week about Ellipsis, the launch there, and seeing, where the opportunities might exist for that group moving forward. So cool to dive into that with Jason and, appreciate him taking that time. And as always, appreciate you listening to the Independent Thinking Podcast, and we'll catch you next time.